today and tomorrow, a level 2 risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through the timeline so you'll know when to take cover if storms arrive.
A person is shot in Durham and the street behind me is closed. Coming up, I'm going to show you the car investigators are searching right now.
And honoring fallen heroes, how a memorial ceremony today in Raleigh will remember the officers killed in Charlotte last week, as well as other first responders.
And the Canes are in a tough spot after losing game 2 in a double overtime thriller. Now they come back to Raleigh facing an uphill battle in their series with the New York Rangers. They are playing so well, but just coming up short. Let's see if they can turn the mojo around when they get back into PNC. Good morning, everyone. It is 6:01. Let's get you started on this WRAL Weather Alert Day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. Yeah, back-to-back wins would even that series up. We have back-to-back weather alert days right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at our first one.
Yeah, today it is the entire viewing area, almost the entire state at level 2. And that means that we could see damaging winds, heavy rain, isolated tornadoes. We're going to take that into Thursday. So the storms start this evening, continue overnight and into the day Thursday as well. Same story, damaging winds, heavy rain, an isolated tornado. Here's a look at where that front is right now. We continue to have some ongoing severe thunderstorms along it. Definitely a lot of lightning and some heavy rain. Now this morning, we're all quiet. We'll see partly cloudy skies to begin with. That carries us all the way through the afternoon. There's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we begin to see some of these cells developing, and watch this band at 7 o'clock diving across the area through 9 o'clock, and then more waves continue. Another one there at midnight. That continues all the way until around 6 or 7 a.m. We may continue to have some isolated showers or thunderstorms up and through around lunchtime or so. And after that, we should quiet down as that front starts to move out of the area. Goldsboro, taking a live look here. Partly cloudy skies, 70 degrees. Our dew point is at 66. That's going to make things muggy for it today. We'll be in the low 90s. So the story for the first part of the day is going to be the heat. Very summer-like, warm and muggy this morning. Hot and sticky this afternoon. With the heat index, it'll feel more like a mid to upper 90s. I'll show you that hour by hour, though, coming up, Ken.
And at 6:02, Elizabeth, we got a quiet start out there on the roadways this morning. You look at Raleigh, all the major routes, 87, the Beltline, free and clear this morning. I want to take a closer look at areas like Chapel Hill, Durham, Hillsborough, 885, I-40 running smoothly this morning. I want to give you an opportunity to see what's going on outside right now. This is I-40 and Wayne Avenue. Right now, traffic is flowing smoothly in both directions. We'll keep you updated here in the WRAL Traffic Center.
Right now, police in Durham are on the scene of a shooting investigation, and it is happening right near Alabama Avenue and West Knox Street. Nick Perlin is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This shooting happened just before midnight, Nick, and it's been active ever since.
That's correct, Jeff. We did learn about an hour ago that one person was shot in this shooting, and all of West Knox Street, you can see behind me, is blocked off. I do want to get behind the camera and show you what investigators are looking at right now. I'm going to zoom in here, and you're going to see this black car that I've been showing y'all this entire morning. You can see them with the doors open right there. They're searching it, just trying to find more evidence that it looks like this could be a key part of this shooting. You can see somebody shining a flashlight. I also saw somebody snapping pictures not too long ago. Like I said, we do know one person was shot. I'm still trying to figure out if that person will be okay, but for now, they've been searching this car for about 40 minutes now, and once they continue investigating the scene, I'll be sure to update you. Reporting live in Durham, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Crews in Cary responded to a house fire early this morning. The fire was on Brandywine Drive off Trinity Road. It broke out just after 3 this morning. It appears to have happened within a garage. Firefighters had the fire under control at around 4:30. Investigators are working to learn what started it.
Today, North Carolina lawmakers will vote on a bill that would expand the legal definition of anti-Semitism. The bill is known as the Shalom Act. Critics say it could censor legitimate political dissent. House Speaker Tim Moore plans to hold a news conference this morning in support of the bill. At the same time, opponents, including the Jewish Voice for Peace and the ACLU, plan to rally against it. The House is expected to vote on the bill this afternoon.
Today, an opportunity to honor fallen heroes in Raleigh. The State Department of Adult Correction is holding its annual memorial ceremony. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from West Morgan Street this morning. Kelsey, this comes just over a week after 2 department employees, officers with that department, died in the Charlotte shooting.
Renee, it does. And this permanent memorial sits outside of the Randall Building in Raleigh. It pays homage to those who've lost their lives in the line of duty that were a part of the Department of Corrections. And today, the DAC will take even more time to reflect. Today's ceremony comes just a week after the shooting in Charlotte. Two of the officers killed while trying to serve a warrant were with the DAC, Sam Pelosi and Alden Elliott. The agency honored the two men earlier this week with a memorial vehicle. Morgan Street will be closed between Tryon Hill Drive and Mayo Street between 9 and 12 today for the event. Governor Roy Cooper will speak at this memorial ceremony, and we'll be sure to keep you updated on what happens there. The ceremony starts this morning at 9:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Former President Donald Trump's criminal trial will continue today, despite a request from his lawyers that the judge declare a mistrial. It followed testimony from adult film actress Stormy Daniels yesterday, who claimed she had sex with Donald Trump in 2006. Daniels went into extreme detail about the encounter. Trump's lawyers said her testimony was prejudicial and that she changed her story from what she originally said in 2016, and the judge disagreed.
Police arrested two Durham men in connection with a series of break-ins in Cary. This is one of the men who's charged, Tremaine Mason. He was arrested in Durham and faces 57 counts of burglary. Another man, Deion Lyles, was arrested after leading Durham police on a chase Tuesday morning. It ended in a crash on I-85 near Hillendale Road. He is in the hospital for injuries he got in the crash and is expected to recover. He will face 20 counts of burglary.
If you pay taxes in Wake County, more of your money could be going to public schools. The school board unanimously approved a budget last night that requests additional money from the county to pay for raises. Now, this is far from a done deal. The now approved budget proposal asks for more than $63 million in additional local funds. That is to help cover a 4% salary supplement for teachers, a raise to $17.75 an hour for cafeteria and maintenance workers, and a minimum pay of $20 an hour for bus drivers. The county's budget proposal, though, includes only $49 million in additional school funding. School board members are hopeful the county will meet their request.
This is about the livelihood of our staff. We have to remember that. We know it's a big ask, but these are your constituents.
County commissioners plan to hold hearings and work sessions on the budget in the next month. They plan to approve their budget June 3rd.
Just like that, the Canes find themselves down two games in their series with the New York Rangers. It was former Cane Vincent Trocheck who scored the goal in double overtime last night to give the Rangers the 4-3 win in game two. It didn't matter that the game was in New York. Hurricanes fans came out in force to cheer on their favorite team. This is what sports and social in Cary looked like last night as fans watched the game. Caniacs we spoke with said they are confident the team can come back in the series and bring the Stanley Cup back to Raleigh.
Hoping the best for the series, but I think we're overall the better team. So we'll see what happens. I hope we take it to the Cup. So, yeah, hope we make the Cup, bring it home to Raleigh.
The Canes are coming back to Raleigh. Game three is Thursday and game four is Saturday.
Tonight, you have one more chance to give your thoughts about the search for a new superintendent for Durham Public Schools. And they want to hear from you. A community meeting is happening tonight at Southern High School. That meeting gets started at 6 this evening. You can also give your thoughts through a survey on the DPS website. That survey will be available through Friday.
Asian Americans and allies from across the state plan to meet with lawmakers in Raleigh today. The group North Carolina Asian Americans Together will host its Asian American Advocacy Day at the General Assembly starting at 10 this morning. This is video from last year's event. Supporters are advocating for diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives and protecting voter rights. AAPI lawmakers will also talk about issues important to Asian Americans. A giant sinkhole opens in front of a home, swallowing cars, the danger forcing people to evacuate several homes.
And a specific mineral in your drinking water is causing a great divide, the nationwide fight over fluoride in water.
And I'm tracking a front that's been crossing the country the last several days, producing a lot of severe storms. We have a weather alert day for today and tomorrow for the potential as it arrives here. I'll show you the timeline.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL weather alert day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Today is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms. We could see wind damage, hail, isolated tornadoes this evening, overnight, and into the first part of the day tomorrow. Let's take a look at our rainfall potential as we get through the afternoon and evening. It goes up significantly once we get to the evening commute and continues overnight and into the day tomorrow. We'll walk through that on Futurecast in just a few minutes. Let's talk about today. It is a pretty start this morning. We're seeing partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies, 70 in Durham with a pretty sunrise there. Fayetteville and Wilson at 70. So it's a warm start. It's muggy out there. Definitely shorts and t-shirts. When the kids get off the bus, temperatures will be in the low 90s. But with the humidity, it's going to feel like mid to upper 90s. First time this year.
And here in the WRAL Traffic Center, we're getting new information about that crash we told you about that happened in Holly Springs, specifically on Salem Ridge Road. We're now learning that it's a crash with injuries that should not affect your morning commute because apparently it's in a neighborhood. But we just want to let you know about it and look for that police activity. Elsewhere in Durham counties, Orange counties, Wake County, no major crashes to report at this hour.
And Ken, I want to bring our viewers over to the WRAL Live Center to show some new images that we're seeing from Fayetteville. This is on Mary Street where a fire happened and not just one, but two homes there. We have some more images we can pull up on screen so you can see a little bit better as the firefighter response here. We're learning is still unseen, but I think they may be leaving here shortly. The call came in just after 3 o'clock this morning. No injuries reported, and the battalion chief says that neither of the homes were occupied, so that's good to hear. But in terms of more information regarding how this fire started, no information was given on that. We were simply told that this fire is still being investigated.
Chris, thank you. A 26-year-old Fuquay Varina man charged with murder is expected in court today. Investigators believe Noah Lorenzetti killed 23-year-old Tyra Bennett. She was found dead off Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh on Monday. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says they are still investigating how Bennett and Lorenzetti knew each other.
A coordinated running effort tonight will honor the four law enforcement officers killed last week in Charlotte. The organization behind it is encouraging folks to join in. Four youth runners from Georgia, Florida, and New Jersey will each run 1 mile tonight to honor an officer. The first run starts at 6. The organization Running for Heroes is behind this effort. It encourages people across the country to go on their own 1 mile walks or runs tonight to remember the men who were killed.
It's something that's been around for nearly 80 years. Fluoride added to drinking water to prevent your teeth from decaying. Now there's a growing push to flush it from water systems, including some here in North Carolina. WRAL's Michelle McConaughey is here now with why some want it out of the water. Michelle.
Yeah, Renee, the CDC calls it one of the most important advances of the 20th century, but now there's a big divide on whether it's actually good for you. A controversial 2019 study showed slightly lower IQ scores in children whose mothers had higher levels of fluoride exposure during pregnancy. But the study's author acknowledges more research is needed. Community members in Union County, North Carolina, came forward to express some concerns, and in February, the county commission voted 3-2 to remove it. Dentist Meg Lockery is alarmed by this. She says fluoride, which is a naturally occurring mineral, should be added to public water.
We know that fluoride works. All the journal articles have shown that there's a 25% reduction in children and adult decay for people that are in community fluoridated water.
And major health organizations, including the CDC, the American Dental Association, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, support fluoride in drinking water. The CDC says that fluoridation is one of the top 10 greatest public health achievements of the past century.
Panera Bread is taking its charged lemonade off the menu. Caffeinated drink is at the center of several lawsuits claiming high levels of caffeine in the product led to the deaths of two people and irreversible health complications in another. The charged lemonades are expected to come off the menu in the next 2 weeks.
Take a look at this video from New Mexico. A huge sinkhole opened in front of a house there and swallowed two cars. First responders say the sinkhole is about 30 feet wide and 30 feet deep. People who live in that house were forced to evacuate their home. Their neighbors were asked to leave as a precaution as well.
Strong storms moving through Ohio left behind this damage in several areas last night. This is video from northwest of Dayton, right near the Indiana border. The storm left downed power lines and trees, some blocked streets there, falling on houses there, those trees. There are also reports of flooding in some areas as well. 6:18 is the time right here. And when we woke up this morning, came on the air at 4:30, we had three straight days of weather alerts. Now we're down to two. Elizabeth Gardner has been keeping an eye on exactly what's happening with a weather alert day today and tomorrow. The bulk of this coming a little bit later, maybe our evening commute, Elizabeth.
Definitely our evening commute. We're going to see these storms developing and overnight into the first part of the day tomorrow. So that's a little bit unusual. Sometimes we do see that sort of pattern in the springtime with a cold front coming through. But, you know, most often we tend to think of storms, you know, late afternoon, evening, and then they die out by midnight. This is likely to continue overnight. Here's a look at where it is right now. We do still have a tornado watch there in red across parts of the Midwest, just back to our north and west. And, of course, even in the mountains of North Carolina, a few isolated thunderstorms. We're not likely to see anything developing here until closer to the evening commute. Damaging winds, hail, isolated tornado threat, all a possibility Wednesday evening, Wednesday night through Thursday morning, and then another chance on Friday afternoon before this whole system moves on out. We do have a level two risk for today and tomorrow, but we don't have currently a severe threat for Friday, but we'll be watching that closely. Again, almost the entire state under that level two risk for today and again tomorrow, but the timeline will be this evening up through at least the first half of the day on Thursday. This morning, things are nice and quiet. We're seeing some cloud cover in spots, a little bit of sunshine trying to break out. We'll see partly cloudy skies up until late afternoon or evening. At 5 o'clock, we start to see this cluster of thunderstorms moving through. That'll be with us through the evening. Another round again around midnight or so. That lasts through early tomorrow morning. So we may have ongoing severe storms overnight into the wee hours, you know, 3, 4, 5, even 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. The morning commute is likely to be messy. We may have some ongoing showers or thunderstorms up until around lunchtime. It's not completely out of the question that we would see something beyond that, but it is also likely that what we'll end up seeing is this will just move on by and we'll be all done with it. Because we'll have that potential for some strong, gusty, damaging winds, we do have the potential for some isolated power outages. We also have the chance for some heavy rain with this, anywhere from 1/2 inch to 1.5 inches. So especially into tomorrow morning, water on the roads might be a big issue. This all is out of here by the time we get to Saturday and Sunday. Mother's Day is looking gorgeous. Partly cloudy. The humidity drops. We'll see a temperature of 81, which is much closer to normal. But today and tomorrow, both weather alert days. Friday afternoon, we may see a few thunderstorms. And then after that, our weather settles out nicely. Now, we will see a high today of 92. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk about what that will feel like with the heat index. Ken?
At 6:20, Elizabeth, all new into the WREL Traffic Center. We just got reports within the last couple of minutes of a crash that happened in the westbound lanes of I-40 near Rock Quarry Road. You can see from the sensors, it's creating quite a bit of backup right there. We'll keep monitoring it and let you know exactly what's going on there in that area. We have a camera in that area, and we'll show you in the next 10 minutes what it's looking like. Elsewhere in the triangle in Durham, Chapel Hill, coming in from Springhope and Wendell on I-87, no major traffic to report.
Ken, thank you. Pro-Palestinian protesters say they will march again in downtown Raleigh.
The protests are not going to stop until Palestine is freed.
Their new push for action as Israel ups its military activity in Gaza.
Also, video explaining the life cycle of the cicada is going viral, and acting performances causing quite a buzz. That's what's coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Kim Kardashian's not-so-warm welcome at Netflix's Roast of Tom Brady is now on the cutting room floor.
Gone. Ken Smith is here now with What's Trending, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff and Renee, that crowd had no interest in keeping up with the Kardashians. They showered her with booze as she took to the stage for Netflix's live event Sunday night. Now, if you watch the roast now, though, you won't hear that part of the show. Netflix edited those few seconds out from the version now available for streaming.
Yeah, her whole roast was about 3 minutes. A lot of awkwardness and cringeworthy jokes there. But she did end it by saying to Tom Brady, "I'll give you the same advice I give all of my exes. Good luck knowing the best is behind you."
Ooh,
now there's a line.
That's right. I forgot they dated.
Ouch. I did too, just until that. But
I guess there were rumors of it. I know. Yeah. I forgot about that.
What is the big deal about leaving the booze in? It's part of the show. I don't know.
Maybe it was a little much.
Their show.
Yep.
Well, check this out. You may be hearing cicadas outside your windows, but have you ever wondered why they're there? Well, a local environmental organization in Illinois made this video to help you better understand. It's a low-budget recreation of how the cicada's life cycle works with employees playing the roles of the bugs.
It's molting. Look at that. Can we emphasize low budget?
Yeah. I love that you had to add that in there.
Yeah.
In case you didn't figure that out.
I mean, they do, though. They evolve, you know. They don't start out like you see them when like here, you know, what they look at. They get those red eyes and all that. And then what you're hearing, the noise you're hearing outside right now are the males in the tops
That's
of those
right.
trees calling out for the females mm-hmm. to come around. They are courting at this point. So.
I think that would be a great learning tool for an elementary school class.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And adults, I would watch it.
The birds and the cicadas. Thanks, Ken.
Goldsboro's Tay Lewis is moving to the next round of The Voice.
Tay Lewis, you're in. Team Dan and Shay. Tay Lewis moves on. Put your hands together.
How about that? He was instantly saved by America last night after being in the bottom four. Josh Sanders, who is from Kannapolis, also made it through to the next round. You can watch them both perform again Monday night at 8 right here on WREL.
Carolina still alive.
Woohoo!
This morning, fallen heroes will be honored in Raleigh, coming up how this comes just 1 week after four officers were killed in Charlotte.
And I'm tracking a front that's likely to bring us severe storms this evening, overnight through at least the first half of the day tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline on FutureCast.
Investigators have been searching this black car you're seeing on your screen for about an hour now. Coming up, I'm going to tell you everything we know about this crime scene in Durham.